This is KUT. The heads of the Texas National Guard and Department of Public Safety say they never recommended deploying National Guard troops to the Texas-Mexico border, as Governor Rick Perry ordered earlier this month. That came out as some state lawmakers grilled officials on what's being accomplished with the millions of dollars in additional spending aimed at shoring up security along the border. KUT's Veronica Saragovia has more.
Up to 1,000 National Guard troops are being deployed to the border for up to a year. It will cost the state up to $12 million a month. That includes money for training, even learning Spanish. At Tuesday's hearing at the Texas Capitol, Texas National Guard Major General John Nichols told lawmakers the money being spent is worthwhile.
More folks have been apprehended on the border, crossing the border, this year, take absent the kids, than the last 2 years. Okay. So there's been a surge of illegal aliens coming across the border, not just the kids.
Representative Sylvester Turner asked DPS Director Steve McCraw why the state should spend millions, from a source that is yet to be determined, on the National Guard and the Department of Public Safety surge.
Now give me something that tells me it's worth the money. Just tell me.
The reduction of criminal aliens, reduction of cartel extortions and kidnappings, the reduction of home invasions, the reductions of felony pursuits, all these things are activities in transnational crime. To the extent that we drive those down or reduce them or eliminate them, quite frankly, is a value add from a public safety standpoint and a homeland security standpoint.
So far, the Department of Public Safety has spent almost $6 million on the surge operation, which could last at least until next January. A lot of that covers overtime, travel, and fuel. On a separate issue of contention, National Guard Major General John Nichols said troops don't have arrest power at the border and aren't seeking it. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.